Good morning, basketball fans. Welcome to another episode of the Upstate Hoops Podcast on FingerLakes1.tv. Jim Sinacropi along with Matt Verkey. February is upon us, and that means wrapping up the regular season, deciding league championships, and looking ahead to sectionals. We'll talk all about it this morning, and we'll reveal our updated Girls Super 6 and FL1 Sports Power Rankings straight ahead on the Upstate Hoops Podcast. The Upstate Hoops Podcast and all our coverage of Wayne Finger Lakes High School basketball is brought to you thanks to the support of Generations Bank, with locations in Auburn, Farmington, Geneva, Phelps, Seneca Falls, Union Springs, and Waterloo. Check out their mobile banking app and visit them online at mygenbank.com. And by FLCC, thinking about life after high school, get your degree at Finger Lakes Community College. And Dr. Rod Littlejohn, delivering over 30 years of smiles with style. So good morning, everybody, and good morning, Verk. Welcome back up in the studio.
Morning.
We were in Clyde Savannah last night. We got to see a pretty entertaining game between Lions and Clyde, up and down. Clyde ends up winning. Clyde been pretty impressive lately.
Yeah, very impressed with Clyde. They really impressed with their depth. You know, I think they made 14 three-pointers last night, and they shot the ball really well. And, you know, they employed full court pressure throughout most of the game and did a good job of doubling Lions, a big man. And, you know, I thought their defense was pretty good. And, you know, they had guys who I hadn't really seen do a whole lot, you know, really showed their depth last night. You know, they had a lot of guys in the scoring column and, you know, very balanced.
I was talking to Coach Jackson before the game, and, you know, as a guy who's played on a lot of teams or coached, sometimes you just get a bunch of kids and you're not really sure about it, and then it starts to, you know, come together and you really start to feel good about it. And I got that sense from Coach Jackson. Heading into the year, there were some question marks and he needed some guys to buy in. And, you know, he was going on and on about how great this kid's doing and that kid's doing, and you know, he's really high on the team. So we'll talk a little bit about Clyde when we get down to Wayne County. But I want to start off with the Finger Lakes East, where on Friday night it was the final matchup between the big three at the top, Palmac, Newark, and Minders. Palmac came to Minders, and Minders escaped with a three-point win. Jake Jones had 25 big points in that one. Brett Anderson, 10. Jake Mean, 8 points, 15 rebounds, and 7 assists. Not bad for a power forward. And Palmac was led by Brandon Hawkins with 19, Damian Wright with 12, and Holden Knorr with 11. On the same night, Newark pounds Waterloo, 67-41. Jose Santel, 21 points and 8 assists. So, you know, if I pull up the standings now where we're currently looking at, there you have it. You know, they're still gridlocked at the top. Minders, Newark, they're not going to play each other. I know that Minders probably has a tougher game of the two remaining when they have to travel to Penyan. But, you know, it's been a great race, and a lot of these games have been decided by just a few points. And, yeah, Minders, Newark at the top.
Yeah, you know, in a lot of gridlock there, but, you know, you still got some room for maybe an upset in there. Like you said, Minders has to go to Penyan, to Wayne, and they get Midlakes at home. So, you know, no gimmies there, obviously. So, you know, and the other teams, they all kind of finish the season the same way, playing some of the same teams. So be interesting to see if they can hold on between Minders, you know, Minders and Newark, obviously hold on, not get upset, and finish in a tie for the league.
And also in the East this week, we had Palmac played last night, actually, against School of the Arts, 89-88. That probably was a fun game to watch. Holden North, 17 points, 4 three-pointers. School of the Arts wins. Christian Simmons from School of the Arts, guy that's really been, you know, lighting up the box score, 33 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists. Not bad. 1,000th career point scored. What class is School of the Arts, Virk? You know off the top of your head?
I'm not sure. I think they're maybe an A.
No,
sure.
A2, actually. They'd be A2 in there with Geneva and Wayne.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that'd be a tough draw. And then also, Penyan beat Wayne in a 38-35 game. That wasn't a halftime score. That was a final. Sean Emerson, 20 points. Tanner Irwin, 13. And Braden Zenilovich had 10 for Wayne. Emerson scores 20 of Penyan's 38. Not bad.
Yeah.
And then Mid Lakes beat Geneva 69-56. Tyler Tyson, 24 points for Geneva. And then it was Kenny DeVay with 16, Bryce Burry, 15, and Justin Hoover, 15. Burry was actually in the crowd at Clyde last night, came up to watch the game. I like seeing when we do some of these games and we see some of these kids from other teams, sure, you know, heading out to watch a game. Shows, you know, how much they love the game, I guess.
Yep.
So, yeah, let's kind of look at sectionals now as far as the East teams are concerned. I mean, we could talk about Geneva and Wayne in A2. I think that would be a short conversation, probably not that great of a chance. But once we get down to B1 and B2, here's where things might get a little interesting, and I can pull this up on the screen right here. Let's look at B1, where we have Penyan being the top Wayne Finger Lakes teams point-wise, edging out Newark, which kind of doesn't make sense, but Penyan had some big out-of-conference, out-of-league wins. They beat Hornell.
Yeah, and, you know, Newark played a tough out-of-league schedule there, so they, you know, they got four non-league losses, which, you know, is the reason they're a little bit behind Penyan right now.
And then Palmac right behind them. Mid Lakes, it's 7th and Waterloo down there, 2-9, but, you know, I'd even like to think Mid Lakes has a shot, but out of all those teams, Verk and B1, who's most likely to make it to the Blue Cross?
You know, I like Newark and Palmyra's chances a lot. Right now they're 4-5, so they're both not going to get there unless they play the semis there, obviously. But, you know, that's going to be a tough 4-5 matchup if they got to play each other again. They split during the regular season. And then, you know, Penyan's a team that, you know, I saw them play a little bit against Minders. They're, you know, they got some good senior leadership. They got some good sophomores that have been contributing. You know, on the right night, I could see Penyan advancing too. And Penyan already beat Hornell this year, so, you know, that could be a semifinal matchup as well. And, you know, Penyan might be glad to avoid Newark and Palmyra if things stay this way.
Yeah, they'd be pretty lucky, actually. You know, Newark dropping down from A2 to B1 this year, you got to think they got a really good chance. But that number one seed, Livonia, is going to be tough to beat. Ricky Allen and point guard C.J. Richardson, they're a really good team. I wouldn't be really surprised if they weren't in the finals. It's just a matter of, you know, if we can get a Wayne Finger Lakes team in there against them. All Finger Lakes East teams here in that bracket B1. If we look now at B2, there you got North Rose Wolcott Cougars at the number one seed, and then Minders down at 3, Marcus Whitman out of the West at 6. And there's a lot of talk, Verk, that maybe Minders would prefer to stay at 3 rather than go to 2 because it would avoid a quarterfinal matchup with RCMCS. And, you know, if you're a B2 school and you got to play a team like RCMCS in the quarters, that's hard to believe.
Yeah, tough matchup. You know, we RCMCS, you know, they're 8-10. They've had an up and down season. They're pretty good. I believe they beat Clyde last week.
They did.
And, you know, North Rose beat RCMCS already this year. So you never know. You know, I think you know Marcus Whitman's a team who we saw, you know, gave North Rose Wolcott a great game last year in the semis as well. They kind of struggled a little bit this year, but you know, they're not a bad team. So either way, there, you know, wherever you fall, and you got to win games to get to the finals. So yeah, it might be nice to avoid RCMCS, but you know, Marcus Whitman is no slouch either.
Yeah, that's a problem that I could see happening, is everybody's so focused on not playing RCMS, and you go in there and you, Marcus Whitman with Brad Stone and Gavin McComiskey, end up beating you anyway, and you wish it would have played RCMCS. So, yeah, B1, B2, so many Wayne Finger Lakes teams. We're really keeping our fingers crossed that we'll see some of them in the Blue Cross Arena. So heading over to the West, where things are just crazy there. Everybody's got a chance at it still. You got Bloomfield, and I'll pull up this little standings right there. You got Bloomfield, Naples with 2 losses each in the top spot. Dundee and Whitman just 1 game out, 10-3. And we saw Bloomfield actually play in South Seneca on FO1 Sports this week. And Bloomfield won 41-39. Not many more points than that Penyan Wayne game. Lincoln Beckman Lowe had 18 points. Dalton Phillips led Bloomfield with 9. It was definitely not Bloomfield's best game, I think. They really looked bad on offense. Defense was fine. Just snuck one out And I heard people talking that Bloomfield never plays good in South Seneca, forever that's worth. But, you know, if that's any indication of what a first-place team in the Finger Lakes West looks like, then I'm not looking too forward to seeing many of these teams in sectionals.
Yeah, you know, it's tough to judge these other leagues. You know, we saw Lions travel to Bloomfield and get a win, and, you know, Lions is 5-10 right now, I believe, or 5-11. So, it's, you know, it's always tough to judge different leagues and come sectional time. But, you know, Naples is a team that sticks out. Haven't made a pretty good run last year. They got a couple of those kids back, so they got some experience. But, you know, I think the West is a little bit down this year at the top. And, you know, it should be a good battle to the end, though, to see who wins that league.
I was interested to see Dan Lent, South Seneca squad, added a new guard who moved up from Long Island. Mercado is his name, and just a sophomore, pretty strong, athletic kid, saw some time, actually had a shot just rim out that might have won him the game. And so when Backman Lowe graduates next year, they have Devin Rogers coming back. Marshall Warden had a really nice game, hit a couple of really clutch shots. He's a big kid that'll help Dan Lent. So actually, you know, towards the beginning of the year, losing Morella and Backman Lowe next year, I was a little concerned that South Seneca might, you know, slip even further down. But I think they'll be all right. They got some guys coming back, which is good. Dundee beat HAC this week 74-39 to keep pace with Bloomfield and Naples. John Clancy had 14 points, Andrew Clark 13, and Ryan Sprague 13. Whitman beat Honeyoy by 6. Good win there. Brad Stone 23 points. And then Naples beat Red Jacket 50-42. And after the game in South Seneca, we were fortunate enough to sit down with a couple of Bloomfield Bombers for the Dr. Rod Littlejohn post-game show, and we'll play you that interview right now.
And welcome back inside the Jack Guinan Arena here in Ovid, where we had a dandy tonight. Final score, Bloomfield 41, South Seneca 39, here on the Dr. Rod Littlejohn Smiles With Style postgame. Joined with a couple of Bombers to my left, Hayden Ward, and one seat over, Jack Ferguson. Congratulations on the win, fellas. It got a little dicey.
Thank you. Yeah.
You guys are tied for first in the Finger Lakes West.
Yep.
With Naples. Dundee and Whitman just a game back. Couldn't afford to drop one here tonight. Did you expect South Seneca to put up such a good fight?
I mean, yeah, I knew they were going to be tough because they try as hard as they can every time they're out here. But
yeah, every time they're giving their best shot they can.
Got to ask you real quick, what happened there at the end? The emotion's running high.
Our buddy went to go pick the kid up, actually, and he just freaked out and tried to jump at him from behind.
Just trying to help each other out.
Well, that's a tough way for a great game to end. You guys, Coach Maston told me, Jack, that he moved you over to the point, freed up Hayden a little more off the ball. You guys have been scoring more, but not tonight. Just 41 points to get the win. Tough to score tonight here.
Yeah,
I feel like there's a little. We played some lineups that we never played before, and that was different. Too,
we didn't shoot the best that we have been in the recent games.
So coming up next for you guys, and I believe it'll be Monday night. You're playing Early College, home or away?
Home.
Playing Early College at home. That's become a pretty neat rivalry in Class C1.
Yeah.
2 years ago, Bloomfield beats Early College for the C1 sectional title. Last year, Early College wins, and so you guys consider them kind of like a little bit of a rival, even though they're up in Rochester and Charter
School? I think they're the ones we're shooting to beat.
Yeah.
Because you know we're going to face them in sectionals, so it's pretty good that we're going to play them and get a chance at them before them.
Yeah, and they're a good team. Should be a good game.
And, of course, Naples, the team you're tied with now, you play them one more time. The last game back on January 6th, I think it was in your place, was at Naples. That was a fantastic ball game, one you guys kind of let slip through your fingers. What are you going to do different next time you face the Big Green?
I don't think we need to do anything different. Just got to
finish it
at the end of the game.
Play good.
Yeah, absolutely. What's it like playing for Coach Maston, also the AD? what was he telling you guys at halftime tonight?
We just got to come out strong with energy. We were a little, lazy, lackadaisical in the first half, we really didn't
come out with any enthusiasm. Mm-mm. It's tough in the quiet gym and everything.
It was quiet.
Many fans down here.
Yeah. Hour-long bus ride.
That's true. You guys got to make the long trip here to Southern Seneca County. Got a little noisy at the end, though, a little bit. Started things getting a little tight. So, you guys play any other sports besides basketball?
No.
Nope.
guys both just basketball?
Yep.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Certainly like what you guys got going down there in Bloomfield. Love your gymnasium. It's got some bleachers in the along the baseline. So it's a fun place to visit for sure. So, guys, got a favorite college basketball team?
Syracuse.
Well, they won tonight, too.
Oh, yeah.
Gets Notre Dame. So, it's tough when we got to do a webcast and they're playing because we lose some viewers. But a lot of people from home, I think, were checking in tonight and watching you guys. And so, congratulations on the win and good luck the rest of the way, fellas. So, Hayden Ward, Jack Ferguson here on Finger Lakes One. We're going to get Corsi back in here real quick and wrap this thing up.
So, Hayden Ward and Jack Ferguson of the Bombers there, spending some time on the Dr. Rod Littlejohn post-game show. And, you know, I really don't want to harp too hard on the West, but, the basketball game, it was competitive, it was close, it was fun to watch, but I just can't see, like you said, where Lions came into Bloomfield and beat them by three. In Lions now in seventh place in Wayne County. So I think the West is a little better at the bottom this year, which makes the league overall a little stronger. But I think at the top, I don't know. Looking at sectional points in the West, I think your best chance might be Naples in D1. If I can get these up here for us. You know, Naples currently fifth in D1 sectional standings. You know, York's traditionally tough.
Naples was a C school last year, right?
Yeah, they were in C2 last year, so they dropped down to D, which should give them a good shot. They were in the same classification as Lions last year. They were 19-0 before losing in the semifinals to RCMCS.
Right.
Who RCMCS a C school last year? Come on. Now at least they're up to B, but move all those charter schools up into A's, honestly. Yeah. I don't know how Brian Miller would feel about that or Coach Bill Thompson at Wayne, but... So I do like Naples' chances to maybe make a run there. And, you know, if you go up here to C2, you see Dundee at 4, which I suppose they got a decent shot in C2. Geneseo is always tough. North Star Christian Private School, pretty tough. In there with Red Jacket out of the West as well. And then Lions down there, 11 South Seneca. And then if you come up here to C1, that's where you'll see Bloomfield. Currently fifth. And like I say, I can't say that I would give Bloomfield much of a chance against a team like Clyde Savannah, let alone early college.
Yeah, that's a tough bracket right there. You got ER, you know, having a great year, obviously 13-1. And then, you know, Avon's always tough. Pembroke, early college, Bloomfield, Clyde Savannah. You know, I think, you know, especially Clyde, early college, ER, you know, those are all tough matchups for anybody.
And we don't know much about Pembroke or Avon, but obviously having strong seasons.
Sure.
So, we really like Clyde's chances there, and I'm sure we like ER's chances. Bloomfield, Red Creek, maybe not so much. Certainly when you get down there to the Sotus and Williamson's, not expecting to see them in the Blue Cross. But, hey, anything can happen. Everybody's in nowadays. So let's kick it over to Wayne County. Where earlier this week, North Rose Woolcott defeated Greece Odyssey 55-38 behind 21 points, 5 rebounds from Luke Gerstner, and 18 points and 12 rebounds from Garrett Hoyt. And then they come back and beat Williamson 69-30. Garrett Hoyt had 16 in that one, Tyler Norris 15, and Gerstner 12. Connor Pendleton with 6 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. So, North Rose Woolcott now 15-0. The Cougars continue that dream season. They still have to play ER. They got Clyde coming up Wednesday night, I believe. Or no, ER is playing Clyde Wednesday night. We'll get to the spotlight games of the week a little bit, and we'll see who they have coming up. Also, ER continues to keep pace. Only one back in North Rose with a win over Marion, 75-35. Red Creek a couple of games this week. They beat Hannibal 62-32. Anthony Marizo with 18.7 rebounds. And then Red Creek loses to Sotus yesterday in a 1 o'clock start on a Saturday. Sotis 56, Red Creek 50. Dan Johnson, 24 points, 7 three-pointers. So he's really been emerging for Sotis Spartans. And then Red Creek, led by Willie Meyer, 17 points, 16 rebounds. And then Gananda stepped out of the league and played Franklin, lost 70-43. And then the game that we called last night, Virk, the one that we were talking about off the top of the show, entertaining game, Clyde 79, Lions 66. Jared Faneuil, 5 three-pointers for 20 points, also 7 assists. So a great game for Gerard. Drew Carnevale, just a sophomore, 15 points and 6 assists. Excuse me, we're both bad and a little cold. Derek Chance, 13 points and 6 assists. And then for Lions, Devin Franklin had 23 points. Freshman Justice Smith had 16. Devin Franklin came out the gate hot, boy.
Yeah, he had a real hot start. What do you have, 16 in the first half, I think, and, you know, really kept Lions in it, and he did a great job attacking the basket. And, you know, Clyde made some adjustments on him, I think, towards the second half. And he was really quiet till the last couple minutes of the fourth quarter.
Probably a little more athletic maybe than we were remembering, Devin Franklin.
Yeah, he's a really good jumper. You know, he's got good body control, and he attacks the basket well. And, you know, he shoots the ball okay, made a three-pointer. But he did a great job. You know, he was just getting the ball and driving it in, and had a couple and-ones. But he was a nice spark for Lions.
Yeah, like I say, a real entertaining game up and down. Jordan Almel a little slow to get started. I think maybe Lions needed him to assert himself a little more earlier, as they will need going forward into sectionals. They'll need Almel. Justice Smith, it's tough to criticize the kid at all. He's a freshman. He's manning the point, stepping into the shoes of Damon Hunter, you know, following Damon Hunter, and he continues to put up double-figure scoring and, you know, for the most part, pretty composed and under control out there.
Yeah, he had a good game. He was solid all game. You know, a couple turnovers here and there. But, you know, for the most part, he missed a couple shots he usually makes, I think. But, you know, they had, you know, when Chance was guarding him, I think that's a tough match for him. Chance brings a lot of quickness.
Yeah.
And, you know, Clyde obviously was focusing on him. They were running two guys at him at times. So, you know, he did a good job. He was, like you said, he was composed. And, you know, he didn't have his greatest game, but, you know, he had a solid game, no doubt.
And as far as Clyde goes, you know, these guys are lacking a true big man. I think that might be their one weakness, but they bring a lot of depth. Jared Faneuil, great athlete, great player. Derek Chance, just a sophomore point guard, super quick, making good decisions out there. And then Trey Canale's been playing great this year for Tim Jackson. Drew Carnevale, just a sophomore, his maybe the best shooter in the Hall Wayne Finger Lakes, I'm going to say.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it at the game yesterday, but he's a kid who, if you leave open, he normally makes it. You know, we saw him hit a deep one at the end of the half, a 24-footer that was kind of a, you know, kind of deflated Lions a little bit going into halftime.
Yep.
But, you know, he's a shooter, and we talked, he hasn't physically matured yet, and I think he's just going to get better and better as he gets a little bit more physical and add some weight.
And they got guys like Jarrett Murray, Nate Paddock.
Even Ufoltz.
Ufoltz had a good game coming off the bench.
Threes too.
Yeah, and, you know, even Ramos, I think, hit a big free throw. So they go pretty deep, and they really are all buying into Coach Tim Jackson's selling them. And really excited about they're not going to win the Wayne County League. They probably need nothing short of a miracle for that to happen, but really like their chances heading forward into sectionals. And we got to sit down with Drew Carnevale, the sophomore, after the game on the Dr. Rod Littlejohn Smiles with Style post-game show. And so we'll play that interview for you right now.
And welcome back inside the Clyde Savannah High School Gymnasium, where the Clyde Savannah Golden Eagles defeat the Lions by a score of 79-66. And welcome to the Dr. Rod Littlejohn Smiles with Style post-game. And sitting here with me is our one of our players of the game, Drew Carnevale. You know, Jared Faneuil also had a great game, but we had him on back in Seneca Falls when you guys beat Minders. So we got the sophomore, Drew Carnevale. Not the best first half, but, boy, you really turned it on the second half. They were leaving you open. How can they do that?
I don't know.
Because when you're open, you're generally knocking them down, right?
Yeah.
Got you with 15 points and 12 of those points in the second half. And it looked like they were making a run at you, Drew. You guys always had the answer. A lot of times it was you shooting the three. You made a nice free throw down the stretch there. What did Coach tell you about protecting that lead in the fourth?
Just told us to move the ball, find the open spot in the defense. They're leaving a lot of gaps. Just if you're open, shoot the ball.
Yeah. So now this guy played in the same era as your dad. Was that when you played with his dad?
Yes. Yeah, we were just talking about that before the game. His father was a year older than me, but we used to get together and play a lot of pickup and go to basketball camps together and stuff like that. So, you know, your dad won a sectional title in basketball and football. And is that a goal for you guys this year, obviously, winning that sectional title and coming back to the Blue Cross Arena?
Yeah, that's always been my goal, win a sectional championship and always trying to get that state championship.
Does your dad ever take you out into the lobby and show you some of those trophies?
Yeah, all the time.
Does that motivate you at all?
Yeah.
So, look, you guys are having a great season, and one of the things we were talking about during the broadcast is how many different ways that you guys can score or different looks that you can throw at an opponent. These are your first year on varsity this year?
Yeah.
So you're 2-0 against Lions. That's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, it's always fun playing Lions.
Yeah.
Them.
Nice atmosphere tonight for sure.
Yeah.
And you delivered. Fellow sophomore Derek Chance had a nice game. So how long have you been playing with Derek?
Oh, we've been playing since fourth grade, third grade together.
It's got to be fun thinking about what the next couple years might be like here.
Yeah.
You play any other sports?
Yeah, football.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And Derek's the quarterback, right? Derek?
No, I'm the quarterback.
Oh, you're the quarterback.
Yeah.
No kidding. What position does Derek play?
Wide receiver and halfback.
Okay, so you guys are hooking up multiple ways on the football field. Well, run down some final scoring here. It was Devin Franklin leading the Lions with 22, Justice Smith with 16, Jordan Armel with 12, Ben Rockefeller with 10, and Nick Kehoe with 6 for the Golden Eagles. It was Gerard Faniel with 20, Drew Carnevale with 15, Derek Chance with 13, Trey Canale with 8, Jarrett Murray with 6, Dylan Ufoltz with 6, Nate Paddock, Tyler Rattray with 4, and 2 points for Nick Ramos, 1 point for Derek Cobb, and that all adds up to a 79-66 victory. So you guys got a big win against Minders in Seneca Falls. You guys kind of gave one away against North Rose Woolkit at North Rose. What do you guys need to do? What did you do different in that Minders game that you didn't do in that North Rose Woolkit game that you'll have to do going forward in sectionals?
We play it as a team. We always got to share the ball. Sometimes we get a little selfish and don't pass the ball and contribute to the team. When we play as a team, we can beat anybody.
You like playing with these guys then?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really looks like, you know, tonight, you know, whoever's open got the ball. You know, they really move it. And you play a lot of guys. You know, I think that's one of your strengths also is how deep you are. Does Coach Jackson stress that? You guys try to press and wear teams out and get to the fourth quarter with fresher legs?
Yeah.
That's on he installed. You guys run? Is he running a lot in practice?
Yeah.
You like playing for Coach Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he speaks highly of you for sure, and he's excited about what the next couple years hold. So thanks for joining us here. And, Virk, Lions gave us a good game tonight. This was one of the most entertaining games maybe that we've seen this year in terms of up and down action. Always great coming to the gymnasium and always great.
Yeah, that was just last night there, Virk, sitting down with Drew Carnevale and young-looking kid for a guy who's that deadly, you know, from behind the arc. He doesn't look like a sophomore to me.
No, he looks young, and, you know, talking to his dad a little bit, he's just starting to mature, and I think, you know, he's going to start adding some weight, and, you know, I think he has a bright future, you know, on the basketball court. And, you know, we talked a little bit, he's maybe, you know, got a possibility to play quarterback for the varsity next year, so we'll see how that all plays out. But good kid, and, you know, he comes from a long line of Carnevales and Clyde, so, you know, look forward to seeing him play the next 2 years.
So, moving ahead quickly with our players of the week, who you got this week, Bert?
Got Jake Jones for Minders. You know, I know the Clyde or the Lions game was actually last week, but he had, 27, 28 against Lions on this past Saturday.
Yep.
And then, you know, he comes back and, you know, what was just a huge game for Minders, obviously. They had to beat Paul Mack to stay in the running for the Finger Lakes East Championship. And, you know, Jake came through with 25 points.
And I've got Garrett Hoy, North Rose Woolkit. Senior, 18 points, 12 rebounds versus Greece Odyssey, 16 points versus Williamson. All these guys from North Rose, you know, almost every week you could give it to either Gerstner, Hoyt, or Norris, or Pendleton. So this week it's Hoyt, kind of a light week this week, too, game-wise across the league.
Yeah, not a lot of games Monday through Thursday due to midterms.
Now, looking at, you know, the points that Jake Jones has been putting up for Meinders, Meinders has been struggling to score. It seems like they beat Pal Mac by 3. Jake had 25. They beat Early College. Jake had 28. I'm worried about this Meinders team, you know, heading into sectionals, because I don't think that Jake's going to score 20-something points every single game in sectionals. So they could be – I mean, Jake Mean had a nice game against Pal Mac too. But scoring-wise, wouldn't you like to see a little more balance heading into the postseason?
We've seen them where when they've had to score, they've been able to do that. You know, like a Penn Yan where they needed to come from behind, they put up 20 points in the fourth quarter. But they
again,
seem,
that was Jones, though.
Yeah, they seem to go through stretches. You know, they'll be fine. All of a sudden, they'll have a five, six-minute stretch where they score 2 points. And, you know, that's something that I'm sure they're talking about and that they need to overcome. They need just a little bit more consistency, because we'll see them go down and hit, you know, 4 threes in a row, and then they'll go 5 minutes without a bucket. So, you know, I think that's where you got to get the big guys involved a little bit more and, you know, get the ball inside. And when you're not hitting the outside shots, be able to score inside the paint.
Sure. So congratulations, Jake Jones, Garrett Hoyt, our Upstate Hoops Player of the Week this week. And let's kick it over now and take a look at our updated Girls Super 6 poll. No change as to who the top six are. A little movement inside. Also receiving votes, Marion, they won at Clyde Savannah by 12 this week. And Romulus received some votes. They lost at Moravia. But when we pull up the Super 6 here, you'll see that we've got Bloomfield holding Pat at 6, Gananda, and Bloomfield lost to South Seneca 51-39 this week. Gananda lost at ER 48-42, but they actually stay put at 5. They had a big win against Notre Dame 45-32, a team in their classification that they lost to. So I think Gananda's got 2 losses now. That ER loss, the first loss in Notre Dame that they avenged this past week. Meinders lost at Pal Mac. They had to sit a couple of contributors for the first half of that one.
You know, still playing without, you know, Heidi Miller. So yeah. Hopefully, you know, they'll find out her status here in a little bit. But, you know, obviously Coach Anderson would love to get her back here for a stretch run through sectionals.
So they were 3 last week. They dropped to 4. South Seneca goes from 4 to 3. With a nice win over Bloomfield, 51-39. Wayne beat Penn Yan by 15. They stay at 2. Geneva beat Midlakes 57-43 this week. They stay at 1. And one real quick video clip here to show you, again, as far as the Super 6 goes, is South Seneca in their gym. They have a pretty cool poster of the girls' team. And so I thought I'd share that with you real quick here. It's pretty cool.
One here. This game's moved along pretty good. There's a great shot of some of the artwork here on the walls of the Gyne and the 2015-16 South Seneca girls. They That's look like they mean business.
They do mean business. That's a great poster to hang up in the gym. Good for you, South Seneca Lady Falcons. I like that poster.
So,
pretty cool, Vert.
Game.
I mean, it's a big poster, too. And they were really behind those Lady Falcons down there. Heather Matt's done a great job with them. And we spend most of our time talking about boys sectionals. South Seneca's got a great chance to make a run to sectionals and beyond this year. So we'll be keeping an eye on them. Moving ahead now to the boys. Top 10 power rankings. Again, nobody dropped out this week. Nobody new in. Also receiving votes, Naples, Midlakes, and Red Creek. And Wayne. But when we look at the top 10, you'll see that 10 through 7 stayed the same this week. Dundee, Marcus Whitman, Bloomfield, and Penn Yan. 10, 9, 8, 7. And then pull it right up here on the screen for us here. You got Pal Mac dropping to 6 from, where are we here? They were 4 last week. So that loss to Meinders coupled with a one-point loss to School of the Arts. Clyde jumping up from 6 to 5. East Rochester up from 5 to 4. And then 3-2-1 stays the same as last week. Meinders, Newark, and North Rose Wolcott rounding it out. So any comments on this, Virk? You agree with this top 10? It gets really tough at the bottom.
Yeah, like you said, it's tough, you know, to see where, like, maybe a Midlakes might fall in there if they, you know, they might be better than a couple of those teams at the bottom. But or even a Wayne, and you know, it's tough to judge all the schools, obviously. And but no, that's a fair ranking, and you know, you see pretty balanced between, you know, I think obviously Finger Lakes East and Wayne County are the top two leagues this year, and you know, we talked to West a little bit down, which kind of is reflected in those rankings.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't know if Wayne was to take on Bloomfield, Whitman, or Dundee. You know, if I had to put some money on it, I'd probably go with Wayne.
All right.
But, you know, when you look at their body of work and you know, and I could be wrong about the West. I was always surprised that Whitman got off to as slow a start as they did, because I thought they were perhaps, you know, one of the better teams in the West, and they're starting to play like it now. Les Miller's Dundee squad's always strong, and between, you know, Naples, you could have thrown in that top 10 too. That's really the hard thing is, you know, Naples actually in first place with Bloomfield, but they're not even in the top 10. So you could really interchange any of those four teams right about now. And so for the final 2 weeks, we'll see how it plays out. So there's your power rankings for week 10. North Rose Woolcott, of course, still undefeated number one. So want to jump from that to take a look at some of the upcoming games this week that we'll be keeping an eye on here. And Monday night, Bloomfield at Early College. Bloomfield won C1 2 years ago. They beat Early College at the Blue Cross. Last year, Early College won, beating ER. And so these two have developed a little bit of a rivalry as far as sectionals go. And so they're facing off at Early College on Monday night. Tuesday night, you got Mid Lakes at Newark and Minders at Wayne. See if one of the leaders can slip up. You know, I'm a little concerned about that Minders game. It's always tough to drive up there to Ontario, New York from Seneca Falls, and a pretty key game for them there. And Mid Lakes also, if Newark isn't careful, they could pull the upset there. And then will be at Waterloo at the Spo Center for PALMAC against Waterloo on FL1 Sports. Brendan Harrington and Tony Robinson with a call there. As far as Tuesday night's games go, Virk, you see Newark and Minders both winning?
I think so. You know, I think, you know, Minders going to Wayne. Wayne's a young team, but they got a lot of shooters. And if they shoot well, you know, they could give Minders a game. But I like both Newark and Minders to win their games.
Then Wednesday night, ER at Clyde. I wouldn't mind taking a drive up for that one. That's going to be a great game. That's going to be a lot of up and down action. And you know, ER needing that win to keep pace with North Rose. They still got to play North Rose once, and they host them. So ER still thinking league title. They need to win this game against Clyde. And then Clyde just wants to keep things rolling. They've been playing better and better. Then Lions almost beat North Rose when they came to the Atwood Gym last month. But now they'll go to North Rose. Well, a chance for an upset there. And then big game in the West Wednesday night, Bloomfield at Marcus Whitman. Huge game. If Bloomfield can win that one, they certainly are going to have an inside track at the league title. Marcus Whitman wins it, then they pull to within one game of Naples, and along with they would be tied with Bloomfield and Dundee. And then Friday night, a game that you can see on FL1 Sports. Actually, it's a girls-boys doubleheader, Waterloo at Minders. Always fun to do these girls-boys doubleheaders, Waterloo Minders. This one from Seneca Falls. And another opportunity for maybe Minders to slip up a little bit here and not keep pace with Newark. Same thing with Newark traveling to Geneva, who's been playing better. You know, road game there for the Reds. And then big game in the West, Naples and Dundee, same type of situation. Dundee needs to win it if they want any hopes of catching Naples or Bloomfield at the top. And Naples needs to win to you know, keep that separation. So a lot of good games, Virk, this week. I think we got this week and next week, and then we're pretty much done. I think the season ends around like the 13th of the month.
Yeah, and after this week, then I think the last games are played next Tuesday and Wednesday. And then, you know, they tally all the points up and, you know, sectionals will be ready to start.
So, oops, the wrong thing there. There we go. Yeah, and as far as our upcoming live webcasts go here on Finger Lakes 1, you've got Tuesday night, PALMAC at Waterloo. Friday night, Waterloo at Minders, boys-girl doubleheader, girls at 6, boys at 8. And then we're flex scheduled this last one. Not 100% sure this will be the one we're doing, but right now this is what we got. SOTUS at North Rose, be the last home league game for that great group of seniors at North Rose Wolcott, and so we'd definitely like to be there. Also considering Wayne at Newark or Geneva at Waterloo, but we're leaning this way here. We're going to give Kathy Hoyt a call over at North Rose on Monday and see if they'll be willing to accommodate us for that one, and I have a feeling they will. So, yeah, it's a great week. We're getting down to it, and the most exciting part for me is that as we close out this regular season, we're going to start to see some of these matchups and sectionals. We're going to see where and when they're playing. We're going to pick and choose what games we're going to go do, and there's nothing like the postseason. And when the postseason is over, it'll be almost time to golf again. So, and we'll be heading to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, soon.
So, yeah, great time of year. And I want to thank everybody for joining us here on Sunday morning for the Upstate Hoops podcast on Finger Lakes One TV. Be sure to subscribe on YouTube, iTunes, or Stitcher.com. And we'll see you back here next Sunday. Check out the front page of FingerLakes1.com for a live webcast start time. Until then, for my co-host, Matt Verkey, I'm Jim Sinicropi. Have a great week, everybody.